Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. I love the Junks. Good hanging out with JP for
Always a couple of minutes here.
Before the start of the show. We got a nice little show planned for you today. Chris Vanini on college football at 11 from the All-American. Ben Gessling covers the Vikings in Minnesota at 1 o'clock as we'll scout the opponent. Redskins with a chance to get to 5-4 if they can surprise Minnesota, one of the better teams in the conference, at home on Sunday. For Washington to do that, they're going to have to get a little bit healthier between now and then. But they're coming off a win over Seattle on the road, so why not, I guess, is the theme of the week. Before we get to some of our midterm grading that will start this morning, official halfway point of the NFL season, 8 games down, 8 games to go. Quickly look at last night's action in DC sports.
Yuck.
Wizards lose to the Mavericks, who were 1-10 coming in, by 14 points, 113-99. Washington now drops to 500 on the season. Harrison Barnes looked like one of the best players in basketball, 31 points in 39 minutes. The Wizards couldn't do a whole lot right.
So there's a lot that goes into this. Quickly, the Wizards have 3 home losses already. Their combined record of those 3 home losses, 7-19 of the 3 teams that they've dropped games to at home. That's great. Please tell me about how everybody's ducking you in the postseason and to respect you, this, that, and the other thing. Yamihimi stinks. They're benched. If the starters don't have it, what you need to have happen sometimes is the bench rides in like a cavalry to fix it. That they don't have that. They don't have that in ammo. The problems are still the problems. They do a thing where they play down to their competition. Just assume that they had 5 jerseys on the court last night and they could just roll over a team that they're better than. And they lost the chance to lock it in, Cadillac'd around, and just sort of took turns on offense. It was embarrassing.
Speaking of losing to teams you're better than, their roommates at Capital One Arena did the same. The Caps, winners of 3 straight going into last night, in Buffalo, where they've gotten points in 6 of their last 7 trips against a team that they have a point at least against in 24 of their last 30 games. This is a good matchup for them. Could not win. They're now 0-4 back end of back-to-backs, and they've been outscored 17-5 in back-to-back second games this season.
How many more of these back-to-backs are there going to be this year? Because this is the thing now.
It's just part of the schedule. Yeah. Luckily, there are less of them than there used to be. The schedule's a little bit more spread out. And it's a good thing for the Caps because they just can't handle it, it seems like. But they lose 3-1. Poor Philip Grubauer last night after the game. Backup goalie who plays the second end of these games and is just thrown to the wolves. He plays pretty well. He loses because defensively in front of them, they're not great and they don't score. He basically said, "I'm tired of bleeping losing."
Yeah, that's a good quote.
He didn't use the term bleeping.
He didn't say bleeping.
He said fudge, the mother of all words, if you know what I mean. Philip Grubauer and the Caps losing last night. So tough evening in D.C. sports, but perhaps the Redskins will pick you up this coming Sunday. Speaking of the Skins, let's get to the first of our midterm grades. We're going to spend much of the day with you on the phones, giving out grades halfway through the semester, as it were, for Washington. 8 games down, 8 games to go. They are 4-4. So let's start with the offense. We want a grade from you. This is A to F, school style, for the offense at the halfway point of the season, and give us why you're giving them that grade. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can call us now. 800-636-1067. Danny, you get the first crack at grading the offense.
Do I do this on a curve, meaning, hey, it's tough without offensive linemen, without Jordan Reed, without Jameson Crowder for parts, with this production or that production? It's hard without Sean McVay. Or do I simply say, hey, let's look league-wide and see where they're at? I choose to do the latter with the understanding that they've been behind the eight ball a bunch of times. Look this past weekend. I mean, not having 4 offensive linemen, the 2 best weapons on the offense, that's really hard to do stuff. I understand that it's really hard. This is a tough league. Right now, 17th in points per game, 15th in yards per game. Some stats jump out and are okay. Average drive time, average drive yards. They're tough to go three and out. The red zone offense has gotten better. There's some things that are good here, some things that are worth pursuing, and then some things that are kind of getting ugly at this stage. So for me, overall, this is a C. They are middle of the pack, right nestled in that the average between yards per play and average of scoring is 16th. There are 32 teams. They're right smack dab in the middle. They've had a couple opportunities to salt games away. Didn't do that. Had a couple opportunities to say, let's go win this thing. Didn't do that. That, to me, is where I'm looking. If you get healthy in the second half, which I think hopefully they will, the line will be better. And if you get a little more chemistry with these guys on the outside, Doxson specifically, that grade can go up. There's an upward trend, I would say, for a C. But to me, they're average. They're right in the middle of the pack. And that's why I gave them a C.
Yeah, so I kind of went through each of the games. There have been eight of them, and determined in which games was their offense their strength and why they won, you know, in which games was their offense part of why they lost, and comparing it to the other units, the positions it was put in. I also will take into account maybe a little bit more than you will some of the context. As a guy who is a context matters guy, sure. I think I've got to do that. So week one against the Eagles, I didn't think the offense played well. The defense didn't either. Week two against the Rams, they won more so because their offense pushed the Rams around up front than because of their defense, which sealed the game with an interception. Week three, both the offense, the defense were fantastic against the Raiders. Week four against the Chiefs, the offense got off to a really good start and didn't do anything for a while. The defense is part of why I don't think the offense did anything in that game, because if you remember, they couldn't get stops or get off the field.
Could not.
They had no time of possession. Basically, the entire third quarter stood around. It was like an hour and 20 minutes of real lifetime without them being able to get back on the field. Same thing in the second half against the 49ers in a game in which you gave up 24 and won by two. I think the offense probably helped you to win that game. Offensively, they weren't good against the Cowboys, scored in the teens. Their defense was terrible in that game, gave up 150 rushing yards. And then clearly the one game that you have to say they won almost solely because of their defense was this past week against Seattle.
Right.
Not unlike the Rams game, offensively they made a play to get them over the top, but that was a defensive effort. So then I start to go into some of the numbers where you rank them with their peers like you do. I look at yards per play on offense as my number one metric for what you are. They are 14th in the NFL, just above the middle of the pack. Scoring, as you said, you pointed out right there in the middle at 16. They are now up to 13th in the red zone, which is ideal. This is the ninth best passing team in the league. They cannot run the ball. Their offensive line has not been healthy. There have been six quarters now of the last eight in really bad conditions for ball movement. And you could say, oh, that's an excuse. Well, it's also an excuse for Dallas, who couldn't throw the ball in that game.
Yeah, it's context.
It's an excuse for Seattle. Russell Wilson was not sharp, throwing picks, throwing over top of receivers all day long. So some of these things matter to me as I start to add up the season. I am going to give the offense a B-. I think they are slightly above average because the numbers tell me as much in terms of the yards they accumulate, the passing yards per play, the fact that only six teams throw fewer interceptions. And you look at sacks per pass attempt. Before the last 2 weeks, they were in the top five. Now all of a sudden they're in the bottom half of the league, 10 sacks in the last two games. But I think they have been a hair better than kind of middle of the pack in the NFL. And considering how we got here,
right,
without the two 1,000-yard receivers, the plan was Crowder, Reed, and you hope everyone else plays big. Well, Crowder's had one good game. Reed has had really one good game. That's it. And if I was to tell you at the start of the year, I mean, think about this, Danny. I come up to you right before the opener against the Eagles. I say, fast forward eight games from now. Terrell Pryor is a disaster. Josh Doxson has 11 catches. Jordan Reed is hurt again and has had one really productive game. Jamison Crowder has played well once by his standards. And Vernon Davis and Chris Thompson are going to be the two best weapons in this offense. You would say, oh my gosh, this
is
a nightmare.
Cancel the season.
You'd say 2-6.
Yeah.
Except that they're 4-4. And not for a drop in the end zone in Kansas City, could be 5-3. I go B- for the offense with my midterm grade.
I get it. And I like the case that you made. So,
and oh, by the way, I didn't even mention when I talked to you before that Eagles game and all the things that went wrong, 80% of your offensive line is going to miss a couple games.
Yeah, oh, by the way, there's that. And the injuries are unprecedented. Again, you had more injuries than you had in active spots. Three guys were quote unquote dressed that had no chance of playing.
You would take it and run with it.
Of course I would, given everything that's happened. But what I would say, and not to go John Paul Flame on you, but every city's got some reason why the offense hasn't gone according to plan if their rankings are low. I mean, if you go into Say the Giants. They go, oh, we lost Odell Beckham. Well, there's also other things at fault, too.
Sure.
So I part of why
that context should matter for them also.
It does. So when I say context matters, I would say it matters more. It's a larger factor for the Redskins, especially these last couple weeks, where I understand why they're struggling. I'm not a crazy person. I'm not delusional. But I would also say when everybody was firing, when everybody was healthy, you still couldn't get over that 27-point area. You still struggled against Philadelphia. So you add in some of these things, and I would – that kind of lends me to say everybody's got some context. The Redskins have more, but I kind of either go, okay, let's do it on a curve based on your own ability, or do I say, let's go league-wide. I'm just looking big picture. Is your offense right now as good as, say, the Falcons, or is it as good as the Bills' offense? Is it as good as, you know, you could kind of pick it, the Cowboys, some of the teams that you're kind of fighting with here, Carolina right. Panthers. And at times it's been as good, at times it hasn't been. So I understand all the reasons for it, so that's why my grade is saying, like, hey, it's a C, but you can do better.
Yeah, it's an entirely different grade if you say, based on what has happened to have produced the way that they have, you grade that A to F. Well, obviously, that's an A. That's a different thing.
That's a different animal.
Your point is, what have they been through eight games among 32 NFL offenses? And we have a pretty close analysis, I'd say. You're saying they're average C. I'm saying they're a tick above that B minus. We can open up the phones at 800-636-1067 for you guys. One reason why you cannot give this offense a better grade than we have into that B range or A range would just be probably excessive is that they cannot run the ball. They couldn't when their line was healthy. They can't when Rob Kelly's in the backfield. They can't when Samaje Perine's in the backfield. They can't with the different linemen that they've now used. They just can't move the ball on the ground. So we can get into that next. We'll also take your call, see what you guys think. What do you think the average grade is going to be from the masses?
I think people aren't going to love it. I think they're going to be in the lower than me. I think I'll be kind of the hot.
C-minus?
Yeah, because they'll be ticked off about it because they won't take things into the appropriate context.
I went B-minus. Danny went C. Where are you guys at on the offensive grade? We're giving out midterms on the phases for the Redskins today. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan.
It is us, G&D. EMP 180 weight loss clients. We're just a couple of guys that go to EMP 180 weight loss. Grant goes every week. I go every couple of weeks now as a quote unquote graduate. These guys have been amazing. They've been so, so cool to work with. The changes in us, obviously, are obvious. People see us and, oh my God, I can't believe you, how different you guys look, et cetera. But there's a whole community, Grant, of people that listen to our program and gone out there and decided to take their lives by storm and kind of change things up for themselves.
Yeah, look at you, Dustin Hoffman, you Ben Braddock, you graduate over there, just sitting there chilling, being whatever it is that you're being over
whatever
there.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, you graduate. I'm not graduated. I just keep chopping wood over here, just slowly losing weight, about 70 pounds down, thanks to my friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss. My program's a little different than Danny's, different than yours is going to be. All these programs are sustainable. You got to go to emp180weightloss.com. They're going to change your lifestyle and in turn change your life.
855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Call EMP180 Weight Loss and schedule your consultation today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.